In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Thank you very much, sir, for that labor. Lord, strengthen you. So many of us were blessed. It was awesome. It was powerful. It was impactful. And the Lord has brought us a lot of help from that ministration. Hallelujah. So just for the sake of emphasis and for the sake of just rehearsing a few things that was taught, the love topic is broad, is infinite, because love is a commodity that bears the name of God on it. And that is why it's inexhaustible. Even in understanding, we understand it more and more as we grow and as we are being taught. So each time the word of God comes this way, you know, just see it from one side, from another side, so that we can be perfect in love. So much was said already because of time, just to say one or two things quickly. I think one thing that was stressed so much in the study of today is that love is a labor. Love is a labor. You can't fold your arms and remain the way you are and think that you will do love. Love is a labor. And everyone, no matter how high you are or how low you think of yourself, you are a laborer. You have been called to the labor of love. Say to somebody besides you, I have been called to the labor of love. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse not to love. Everyone has, no matter how little, there is what it takes to engage the labor of love. That was why you could see that at the 11th hour, when the master went to the marketplace and still saw some people, they were idle. And he said, "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" He said, "Because no man had hired." This is a statement out of ignorance. Because really they've been hired, but they did not know. Many of us were also in this estate, where we feel there is nothing to do, where we feel life evolves all around you. That if it's not happening in your comfort, then it's not for you. But you must know that one of the call we answer at New Birth is a commitment to loving. When you surrender your life to Jesus and say that he should come into your heart and give you life in your spirit, one thing you are also saying in that medium, in that time of committing yourself, is also that I am committing myself to love. New Birth is a commission to loving. Say that. It's a commission. It's a commission to loving. So if I'm born again and I'm not loving, it means I'm neglecting my duty. I'm neglecting my call. I'm neglecting my ordination. Hallelujah. And something about labor is that a laborer is worthy of his wages. Every labor has a wage attached to it. And the wage attached to the labor of love is salvation. See that? It's salvation. Let's see Hebrews chapter 6. Yeah, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we do speak. Verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to this. I mentioned it, that love is not passive. Love is not a passive word. Love is active. Love is doing. And the doing here is to minister. So when you say minister, it's not that you are holding mic and you are preaching. That's ministry, but that's not the ministry that everything has been called to. The ministry that everything has been called to is a ministry to love. Meaning that ye have ministered. So when you love your brother, you are doing something to your brother. It's beyond just the money. It's beyond just, okay, he's in need, I give him money. You don't know the hell you have saved. You don't know the danger you have averted. You don't know the thought that was fighting him. At times, it's not even about the amount of what you gave. But it could just be at that moment where the guy was just considering his whole thing. This part, why should I even continue? And the guy said, you're giving up. And then you just see that this person is in need. And then you move and minister. You have not just given the person money. You have saved the person's life. And God cannot turn away from such. When you do that, you have done something in the spirit. And you are calling for something. You are calling for mercy because you have shown mercy. So salvation is what God gives.
as a reward for labor of love. That's why it says, I'm persuaded that salvation is coming to you. Why? Because you have ministered to the saints and you still do minister. Say, salvation is the reward for the labor of love. I want to say just one more thing, you know, this morning. Let's look at James chapter 3, just to buttressing this point, which our pastor had emphasized earlier on. You know, James chapter 3, because God also knows that we can't love by default. You must see a promise. It's just that the promise you are seeing is not that which passes away. Even Jesus, for him to endure the cross, he saw something, he said a joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. So you won't love well if you don't understand the weight behind it. There is a weight behind love. There is a weight. And that weight is as heavy as salvation. That weight is in the saving of your own soul. Meaning that if I don't love, I will perish. None of us deserve salvation. None of us do what, sir? But what we do to commend ourselves, what we do to put ourselves in a place where God can think about us and think about salvation is you engaging the labor of love. Even that you are born again, does not still mean you deserve salvation. They call you are born again, yeah, take him and go to heaven. But don't deliver the inheritance to him. Don't deliver the reward to him. But what commends you to acquire the very nature of God? The nature of God is not cheap. When God is saying, I'm giving you my life, it's not cheap. What commends you, you know, to the receiving of God's life is that you have also loved. James chapter 2, verse 14. You have spoken before about the royal law. You know, say, what does it profit, my brethren, that a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Underline that word, save him. That save him there is the saving of the soul. He said, receiving therefore the end of your faith, which is what, sir? I can't hear you. Receiving therefore the end of your faith, which is what? The salvation of your soul. So when faith is delivered via the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we are taught, when the word of God is delivered, what is being delivered to us is faith. But it does not still mean that it will save you. Never, I was hammering it again and again. You can know revelation. Does not mean the revelation you know will save you. What unleashes the power of faith, which is the potency of the word? You know, the word of God is not weak. It's not without strength to save. But you know, the word of God can also be made of non-effect. You can receive the word. Does not mean that it will change you. Because what unleashes the strength of the word to save is what we have been taught. Because faith is ordained to save. But it's possible that faith will not save. He said, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and every one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works. So the works of faith is love. The works of faith, or what put faith to work, is a faith worketh by love. So faith will not work. When you say faith worketh by love, what faith is working is salvation. So faith will not save you. You can be in an assembly, you can be in a congregation where you are hearing word, you are being fed, but it will not deliver salvation. Salvation is saving you from your evil nature, converting you, you know, redeeming you, delivering you from death. It won't happen if love weapon is not deployed. So, James, in handing off, even so, faith, if it hath not works. So the works of faith is love. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love. So the works of faith is love. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. He said, except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies. It abided. And what abides alone is only a matter of time. It too will die. So when they say that a man received the word, so you can receive the word, and the word I receive may not sprout to life. It can die. Because I have not deployed the weapon of love. So love is not something we joke with. Our not loving can render the labor of our parents null and void. It can render all your efforts. You know, it's not easy. 7 o'clock, you are in church, you are here till 3 o'clock. It's not easy. You know, meetings every now and then. It's not easy. But you know, those efforts can be wasted. I'm not the one I'm saying it. It's scripture. It can be wasted. It can be wasted. For if it is without works, it is dead being alone. It is dead being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works and I will show thee my faith. You know, that was saying that time that love, that expression, you show it. So love that is not shown is still faith. When love is in you and it's not being expressed, it's still in form of faith. But what brings it forth, hallelujah, is by what we do. How we die, how we lay down our life, how we accommodate one another, how we forbear, how we give. Verse 19, thou believest that there is one God and thou doest well, the devils also believe and tremble. But, O man, faith without works is dead. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by works was faith made perfect. So faith, so work by works faith made, I mean, by works faith made you perfect. By works of love. So we must be conscious. We must be deliberate. We must be intentional, knowing fully well that our response to commandment, which is loving, all right, which is loving another, loving, giving, forbearing, suffering long with one another, we can say all of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Everything is geared to one point, is to save me. It's for to unleash the power. I said, the word of God is not weak. The word of God is not without strength. But what unleashes, hallelujah. I think it was one father of old that said that the word is like a lion. But you won't see its strength until you unleash it. Until you let it loose. How you let your faith, you know, we used to do all of that in the meek era. Say, let your faith loose. You know, you confess. You don't. But how you let the faith of the Son and the most holy faith, how you let it loose is by love walk. You walk love. As you are doing it, you are unleashing the strength. All of a sudden, just start seeing that you are changing. You may not know when that is happening, but just you are changing. Things that you normally just, you know, have tendency towards initial, just that you don't have it anymore. You know, your thoughts that normally, you know, plague your heart. It's gone. Envy is gone. Strife is gone. Malice is gone. You know, those things are gone. Why? Because I have unleashed the power of faith. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God. That power, how we unleash it, is by love work. Is by love work. The Lord's strength. Let's rest on our feet this morning.